For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Kate McKinney. Dr. John Greer is in his 29th year with the Greenville Fine Arts Center, or FAC. Since 1988, he has taught music theory and history, and he's also been the FAC's composer in residence, and he has composed countless pieces for the faculty and students of the school. John has won numerous awards for his work as educator and composer, and he was most recently named a 2016 Music Composition Fellow by the South Carolina Arts Commission. As a child in Michigan, John studied the piano and trumpet, but it wasn't until he was in high school that he began to arrange and compose. And this wasn't as much an organic interest as it was a necessity for one of the ensembles in which he was involved.
When I got to high school, some friends and I started a Tijuana brass band, I will admit that, and I was the one person in the band who had had some theory as a product of taking the piano lessons. So when we ran out of arrangements in the little books that were published and got tired of the rest of them, it kind of fell to me to write arrangements. So that was my first go at it. And had you asked me then, or even in the first year of college, that I would end up being a musician and a composer, no, I would not have thought that at all.
For the past 28 years, John has taught music theory and history at the Fine Arts Center in Greenville. But not only that, he's also been their composer in residence. I asked John if he had adopted any particular philosophy when it comes to composition.
When I sit down in front of the computer to begin a piece, I'm very conscious of wanting not to repeat myself. That is, of course, an impossible task. Any composer is going to have reflexes for things that they kind of prefer. Have this little exchange I practice with my students. What do composers write? Well, composers write what they would like to hear, notes that they have not heard so far. So it is impossible not to repeat yourself. In fact, it's impossible not to repeat others. But to produce some fresh combinations certainly is possible. And I'm really driven to do that. And I will sometimes stop a project and say, wait a minute, this sounds too much like the last one, and start over.
So after 28 years with students, there's one major piece of advice, or rather one direction, that John shares with his students.
Take a risk. At our school, we don't stigmatize failure, because failure, at least honest failure, means that you're trying, you're stretching, and not everything will work. Not everything I write works. Plenty of stuff gets hit by the delete button, you know. But they need to have a space and someone that encouraged them to stretch, take risks, try to write something that you haven't heard before.
John Greer, beginning his 29th year with the Fine Arts Center in Greenville. He is the FAC's composer in residence, and he teaches both music theory and history. We're going to hear some of John's music. This is a piece called Diverse Variations on ACP, the Atlanta Chamber Players. That ensemble hosts a competition each year.
They have a contest each June, which is called the Rapido contest. And so what you do is you sign up for it. They advertise the call for scores, and you sign up to be a part of this contest. And then early in June, they send all the people who have signed up the guidelines. You don't get the guidelines until that moment. And so that year, I found out the guidelines were to write a piece for oboe, violin, viola, cello, and piano. You got 2 weeks to produce a score, parts for the players, and a demo recording from your computer. So I produced a piece in the 2 weeks, got it off just in time, postmarked just in time, and I won the contest. So winning the contest means, okay, congratulations, you get to write more music. The winner then is obliged to write enough music to add up to 15 minutes. I was thrilled to write more music for this absolutely astounding group. These guys can play anything.
So we're actually going to hear the second movement of the Diverse Variations on ACP, which was John's original submission to the Rapido contest hosted by the Atlanta Chamber Players. John describes this as a classical theme and variations movement, the variations, of course, on a motive comprised of the pitches ACB for ACP, the Atlanta Chamber Players. We'll hear the Atlanta Chamber Players now in the movement number 2, Theme and Rapid Variations from Diverse Variations on ACP by Dr. John Greer.
Thank you.
the Atlanta Chamber Players in Theme and Rapid Variations, the second movement of a piece called Diverse Variations on ACP, the Atlanta Chamber Players. The ACP hosts a composition competition every year called a Rapido, and composer John Greer won that competition in 2009. John has spent the last 28 years as an educator and composer in residence of the Fine Arts Center in Greenville. I'm sharing some clips of a conversation I had with John about his work. Now, for a composer who's been writing for the past four or so decades, I was curious to know how some of the relatively recent technological advancements, mostly the computer, have changed how John composes music. The takeaway is that the computer hasn't so much changed the compositions themselves, but computers have sure made the composition process a lot easier.
The computer came along just in time to keep me writing, because we began our family and my teaching position turned full-time at about that same point in our lives. And without the efficiency of doing a score on the computer and using it to produce the parts for the players and so forth, I don't see how I could ever have gotten it done. The last piece that I scored, did a final copy by hand, took me 3 hours a page. And so, and it was, you know, I'm real stickler for a good, clean, legible score. So, you know, perhaps it was better than it needed to be. But the point is, it wasn't very efficient at all. So the computer came along just in time that I could keep writing and not have to spend as much time with the grunt work that's associated with it.
So while computers have alleviated the time and stress associated with scoring by hand, I also asked John about his students and their association with computers as it relates to their own compositions, like whether or not they compose computer music, music that essentially uses the computer as an instrument. He said that yes, some students are interested in experimenting with computer or electronic music, but most still cling to that human connection, having real people play music on standard instruments. But where the experimentation comes in at the Fine Arts Center is with putting pen to paper. And John makes it very clear to his students that experimentation and exposure is not just a good thing, but vital to be a successful musician and composer.
I remember how important and how fortunate I was with my teachers along the way and how much it opened my eyes to what was really out there. I was so naive. And these kids come to me far more worldly than I was, but still there's lots to show them about what's out there. There's a lot of music out there, I tell them, and you know, there's really only two kinds. There's good, and then maybe there's some less good. And the first student in my class who uses the word weird is pounced upon. What does weird mean? Well, a kid will say, weird is something I haven't heard before. Bingo. There you go. Don't make that mistake anymore.
We're going to hear another selection by John Greer in a moment. In 2001, he released a CD of string quartets. These three quartets all have descriptive titles. Number one is Brieflets, number two, The Nautical, and number three, The Automotive. We're going to hear selections from the quartet number one, Brieflets, now. And while this quartet was not composed to be used as any sort of teaching tool for his students at the Fine Arts Center, every year John brings it back into his classroom to challenge some of the assumptions we all make when we hear a piece of music for the first time.
That very first quartet movement there is called Fidgeting. I run an experiment fairly often with my students, and usually do this early in the year. It's only 2 minutes and 10 seconds, and I'll play the thing, and I don't tell them what it's about, and I don't tell them the title. So we just listen to a string quartet movement. And it's full of a lot of different kinds of sounds. Strings are a riot to write for because they're capable of so much variation in tone color. And so I'll play the piece for them, and I say, okay, what'd you think? What was that about? You know? And often as not, they'll come up with, you know, some horror movie sort of relationship, you know, and I let them go on like that for a while. And then the punchline is when I tell them it's actually about someone fidgeting in their seat at a concert. It's actually supposed to be sort of humorous. The program note, which is very short, it just says this person is never more happy when they can get up and go home.
Let's hear selections from Brieflets, the String Quartet No. 1 by John Greer now, including that first movement, Fidgeting, that always stumps his students at the Fine Arts Center. We'll hear selections from Brieflets performed by the Cerruti Quartet. Thank you. the Cerruti Quartet in the first two movements, Fidgeting and Mourning, from the Quartet No. 1, Brieflets by John Greer. Dr. Greer is enjoying his 29th year at the Fine Arts Center in Greenville, where he's taught music history and theory classes and has acted as the school's composer in residence. John is passionate about the school and about music education. We'll hear one final piece by John, a short work called Canonic Fanfares. This piece was born of a bittersweet moment, the retirement of Dr. Gary Robinson from the Greenville County Youth Orchestra, where he conducted for 30 years.
For many years, I have collaborated with my colleagues. It's a great environment for collaboration, and they are very supportive and have programmed my music at every turn. My good friend, Gary Robinson, just retired from the orchestra after 30 years of conducting the youth orchestra program in Greenville. And it's not just longevity. He has extracted incredible sound from these students. I mean, you just can't believe how good they sound. This was his final concert of a 30-year career, and it's also what the orchestra does annually. It's called the shoulder-to-shoulder concert, wherein 20 members of the Greenville Symphony play with the students, and so it's a great, big, wonderful sound. And I fashioned this very brief set of fanfares. Canonic is just the fancy word for in the manner of around. So it's like row, row, row your boat, but just a little bit more complicated than that. So there are some structural gimmicks in there that were meant to be all about Dr. Robinson. The first half of the piece goes on and on with a motive that I assigned to be G, C, Y, O. And then later on, his initials show up in another motive, G-A-R, which turns up to be G-A-D, using R for Ray for D in the solfège scale. And, of course, that happens 30 times. And then there's another bass line that turns up, which is G-F-A-C, which is the name of our school, the Greenville Fine Arts Center. So all of it is a celebration of Gary's career and the debt that we all owe him. Incredible.
Let's hear it now, the Canonic Fanfares by John Greer, a celebration of Dr. Gary Robinson's 30 years leading the Greenville County Youth Orchestra. We'll hear the Young Artists Orchestra of the Greenville County Youth Orchestra now, playing with members of the Greenville Symphony Orchestra. This is Greer's Canonic Fanfares.
Thank you.
Canonic Fanfares by John Greer. We heard the Young Artists Orchestra of the Greenville County Youth Orchestra performing with members of the Greenville Symphony Orchestra in that recording. I thank composer and educator Dr. John Greer for speaking with me. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Kate McKinney.